Karbala Stories, Episode 6.
The people of Kufa were preparing to kill the very guests they had invited. These were the same people who had promised Muslim ibn Aqil that they would support Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but had now drawn their swords against him. An army of over 30,000 fully armed soldiers arrived in the land of Karbala under the ruthless commanders like Shimr, Shabas, and Umar ibn Sa'd. Before the tragic event of Karbala, Umar ibn Sa'd knew Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to save Umar ibn Sa'd from the path that he was taking, which was leading him to the depths of hell. And so, Imam Hussein alayhi salam sent his messenger many times to Umar ibn Sa'd, advising him to abstain from military action. Imam Hussein alayhi salam introduced himself and his special status before Allah and warned Umar of the severe consequences of his actions, but Umar refused, responding,
"Tell Hussein we have come to force him to submit to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, and if he does not, he will be killed."
Having said that, Umar ibn Sa'd decided to engage in talks with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He accepted Imam Hussein alayhi salam's request to meet at a mutually agreed place. Umar ibn Sa'd asked Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "O son of the Prophet of Allah, why did you invite me for this dialogue?" Imam Hussein alayhi salam in turn replied kindly, saying,
"Umar ibn Sa'd, fear Allah and think again. What are you doing? Give up this duty that you have undertaken."
Umar ibn Sa'd unfortunately replied, "If I do not submit, Yazid will burn my house down." Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied,
"I will gift you a better and bigger house, O Umar ibn Sa'd."
Umar paused and then continued, "If I do not submit, I cannot be the ruler of the city of Ray." Imam Hussein alayhi salam replied,
"I have a piece of land which Muawiyah wanted to buy for 10,000 gold coins. I will gift that to you."
This time, Umar ibn Sa'd paused for much longer. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was trying his best to save Umar's soul from eternal doom. Imam Hussein alayhi salam could only try. The decision rested with Umar ibn Sa'd. Everyone looked to him to hear his decision. Eventually, he spoke,
"Hussein, I cannot let go of the wheat of Ray."
Disappointed, Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "You will enjoy little of it." And Umar ibn Sa'd responded disrespectfully,
"If not the wheat, I will certainly have its barley."
In this way, the love of the world and its pleasures prevented Umar ibn Sa'd from taking the right decision. All attempts of the Imam failed to persuade him to change his mind. He had traded his soul for the temporal world. Time had run out for Umar ibn Sa'd. It was the 10th of Muharram, and the armies of truth and falsehood faced one another. And it was now that the commander of Yazid's army, Umar ibn Sa'd, initiated the Battle of Karbala.